Hi, it's Beth here. Over 65, still talking, episode 295. Okay, so this is a movie review, and I have my blue-haired troll. And the reason I have my blue-haired troll is I always wanted a blue-haired troll when I was a kid. But in Hollywood, they refer to people over 62 as blue hairs. And like a blue-haired audience is an audience that most Hollywood producers don't want to have anything to do with because they're insulted that old people would like it. So they never really give us anything. And the problem is we pay for tickets. We pay for things. So we'll get, you know, Hallmark movies where, you know, Sam Elliott looks like he's in fourth grade. It's so chaste. It's so silly. There's no sexuality. There's no nothing because they don't even want to know us. Okay, this is Macbeth. Denzel Washington, he never even watched Macbeth when he was a kid or saw it as an adult. So I was like, what could he possibly do with this? But I watched it anyway. He's unbelievable. It's the best performance I have ever seen. He kind of Americanizes it or something. I understood every word he said because he wasn't saying it. Soliloquies were not soliloquies. His body was in it. Everything about him. I have never seen anything like this. And it almost didn't get made. And it had Frances McDormand, who was my favorite actress. She couldn't hold a handle. She could not hold a candle to Denzel. And her husband, Joel, he produced it. He was the director. He wrote it. It had everything. Absolutely everything, but it almost didn't get made because all three of these people are in their 60s. She's 64, Joel's 67, and Denzel's 68. Okay, so they said that it was way too old. How could they possibly be ambitious? How could this possibly make sense that they're a very vital couple? Well, they said that how could there possibly be more ambition than somebody who's waited their whole life to get something. They only had to change one line about her having a baby, that it was just too late for that. It made no difference. None. The story was what the story was, and they were extraordinary. They were saying it would be old and dottery. I mean, it's so insulting. I don't know how people get away with saying these things. It was the opposite. It was immediate. I loved every single second of this. And Denzel said he was going to do things like this for the rest of his life because his mom just died, and he promised that he would make her happy and proud of him for as long as he lived. And he did say that he was classically trained, and that but he just didn't ever do Macbeth or see Macbeth. I can't believe that. Anyway, his mother was at every performance. He said his mother was just like the greatest mother. So that's kind of sweet. So he just wanted to do Regicide, which is killing a king. And he loved that he hadn't seen this because he didn't bring any preconceived, you know, Ian McKellen moves to the story. He made it all his own, and I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. It's kind of like a Western. I mean, he just sold it. When he walked, oh my gosh, in all of his best scenes, he's walking towards his prey. Like the dagger, he's walking towards the king's room before he kills him. His walk is so intense, kind of like John Wayne. I mean, I know nobody's ever going to see. Well, maybe you'll see it if I say that. It's determined. He has a determined walk, and he gets to use it in this movie. And the movie is shot in black and white for a lot of reasons. One thing that happens to me with black and white is I leave reality behind. It's more dreamlike because it's not real. And this movie also looked like a big stage. That's what they were going for. So it looks like the most elaborate stage, but you're not looking at mountains and all the other things, castles and all the rooms and all the furniture. This is void of all that. All you see is shadows, architectural lines, and their performance, just like on a stage. It was incredible. So then the greatest part was, instead of the witches became like ravens. So they haunted him. It was the most brilliant thing I've ever seen. And I understood the words. I'm always getting lost. I always feel like I'm in algebra class in, you know, ninth grade. And somebody's just going, ah, wah, 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 and I'm not getting it because I'm not smart enough. It's always how Shakespeare makes me feel. Not this time. There was nothing highfalutin about it. It was real people. And Denzel does this thing where even when he's scary, even when he's mean, he's so sweet. You just feel for him. And in this one, and you didn't blame, I don't like it when Lady Macbeth is the sole reason he did something wrong. This couple have been together for 50 years. It's based on a true story. And they had a real marriage. He didn't push her around. She didn't push him around. She wasn't the instigator. He wanted it. He wanted to be king. And they just did it together. So there is this thing where the greatest lines of all are actually Shakespeare's favorite pun. He spent his whole life loving words, but his favorite word in the English language was success, because it has so many meanings, and it even had many more meanings back in his century. It's a pun. It's really hard, but I want to tell it to you because he really set it up nicely. Okay, so I got to do this just right. All right. So in the 17th century, the word success had millions of meanings. It meant succession when you lost power, progress of time, the result of something, and the succession of heirs. And in every way, he thought that was character-driven, powerful word. Every single time somebody used the word success in any of its forms, it created movement. It created the story. So he was obsessed with this word. So he came up with one of his only puns, his greatest pun. Okay, so it goes like this. Macbeth, at the end, has a great epiphany right before he dies. So he didn't have an heir. And he was very afraid that this little boy was going to take everything away from him. His name was Fleance. And because the witches, which is also interesting, because in Shakespeare's time, witches were being killed everywhere. They were very powerful and nobody talked about them. Nobody wrote about them in the paper. Nobody mentioned their names. And here he comes with this play and he makes the witches tell the entire story. So in the story, Fleance, this little boy, his heirs become the future kings. So Macbeth and his wife didn't have a son. And so they weren't going to, and Macduff didn't either. So that's the other reason that he killed Fleance. He had to make sure that no one would have the throne, which was crazy because he was going to die. So that's the essence of the story that Shakespeare was telling, which was the futility of it all. That anybody would think they could hold on to their power or their money. And so he wanted to create this pun that would just tell the whole story. So it goes like this. So right before he dies, he realizes that all success means is that you are the next to be succeeded. So it's the whole tale, he says, is told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Which is time, that you can't control it, you can't have it. So that's what he did with the word success. You're succeeded because you die. So the next to be succeeded. So it's a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Well, let me tell you, you hear it. You feel it. I've seen Macbeth, I don't know how many times. I never saw Macbeth before this because I couldn't understand it. I mean, the words are there, but Denzel put the movement into it, the anguish into it. When he walked towards the king that he was going to kill, The words need action. He's the only guy that could do it. And Frances was great. I'm not saying she wasn't great. But you couldn't take your eyes off Denzel. If he doesn't get an Oscar for this, nobody ever deserved an Oscar. It is so worth it. You have to get it on Amazon. Oh my gosh, I wrote it down. On some site. Where? Plus. Okay, it's Apple Plus. And you know, if you wait a little tiny while, I'm sure it'll be on Netflix before you know it. You've got to see this. And you got to just really give it time. Don't do the laundry while you're watching it. Don't have it on while you're doing anything else, and don't watch it during the day. Or if you do, black out the curtains. You need to be in the dark. You need to just see this black and white and be enraptured with this story. Oh my gosh. It's the best thing I've seen in forever. And it was right in my own house, which I can't get out of. Everything I'm watching is pretty, I don't know, television-like or just maybe B-minus, B-plus stuff. And you go to the theater to see something magnificent and you feel better and you feel changed and you're happy you got dressed and you're happy you went out. I am happy and I'm in my bathrobe and I didn't get dressed. And I watched it while I was lying in bed and I got the full experience, the entire enchilada with no effort. I wish this would happen all the time, but it doesn't. So really, don't knock this. You got to try it. Denzel, Macbeth. Best thing I've seen in a year and a half. So, and it was a surprise. Huge surprise to me. I thought I was just going to soldier my way through. I couldn't breathe. Oh my gosh, that guy. I liked him always before. I liked him. I'd seen him on Broadway. He was made to play this role. He showed me his acting ability in this one. And he is a master. Late 60s, over 65. It's only made $17 million. It was at the movie theater for a little while. You can't even see it there anymore. It's not making money. We have to show Hollywood. Over 65 will show up. If you create something great for us, we'll show up. And if they had to fight their way to get it done because everybody said they were too old, go see it twice. Watch it twice. Just make sure you see this because you forgot their age. And that's what can happen with people in their late 60s. It's not like there wasn't a moment where they didn't have all the energy, all the passion, all the ambition of somebody who was 30. That's what we are. We're not dead yet. We got it. They handled it. They proved it. And they were good looking. So, you got to watch it. Check it out. And five stars. Five of those blue hair trolls. And I wish Hollywood would... Maybe if they said blue hair with a little respect, I would feel fine about it. But right now, they're not. So maybe if we put our money where our mouth is, they'll have to be respectful of us and listen. This one was terrific. So I'll be back. And it kept me sane. I'm going to be sane all day because I had something wonderful happen. I saw something beautiful. That's all it takes. Just keep searching for lovely things. This was really lovely. I'll be back. Bye-bye.